placard that the shir was dedicated by the Flatmold's Mishpacha, a Refuah Shalema, and a Schus Refuah Shalema for Leah Bas Beda, Shepherd Refuah Shalema. We're doing here the famous Sugya Migil Haitzi. It's basically here in Baba Basra. It's interesting that the Ran says in the end of the piece, Mikan Amanu Din Zeh, the source of the Din of Migil Haitzi, no, I'm reading it from here. The Ramban also says, seems to say such a Lasha in the Mikan Yesh Raya, Shainom Migil Afuke Mimaina. The Rush, a little different. The Rush seems to have a source from Baba Basra, and it uses that from here. So it's a little bit unclear whether this is a Mikor from Migil Haitzi, no, I'm reading, or this is just, we know it from Baba Basra, and we're just applying it from here to here. But either way, this is one of the main sources for the basic din of Migil Haitzi, no, I'm reading. Basically, just to run through the Taisus, the Mishnah says, Shnayim Ochsim Metawis, so Zomer Kuda Shali, Zomer Kuda Shali, we do Yachleiku. If Zomer Kuda Shali, Zomer Chetzah Shali, so on the half that he's made there, there's no Shaila. So that goes to the person who everyone agrees it's his. On the other half, it's there's a disagreement. This one says it's his, and this one says it's his. So we do a Yachleiku on that half. So therefore, one gets three quarters and one gets a quarter. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Frektai says, Akasha, why don't we believe the person who says Chatzi Shali with Amigui that he could have said Kuda Shali? If he would have said Kuda Shali, he would have gotten half because we would have done a Yachleiku because they're arguing on the whole Taos. So now that he says Chatzi Shali has Amigui, we should believe it and give him the full half. So Taisa seems to answer, calls the Rivam, Migil Haitzi Lo Amrinin, the Bechetz of Hasheni, Muxik Zeh Kimozeh. Since in the second half, the Chetz of Hasheni means the half that they're arguing about. The half that they're not arguing about, there's nothing to talk about. But the half that they're arguing about, Muxik Zeh Kimozeh, therefore it's a Migil Haitzi, and Migil Haitzi Lo Amrinin. Okay. There are, I think, three or four questions on this sugya. And we start with, some of them are not necessarily so difficult. You could give answers to, though I'm not sure they're so nice. And maybe some are a little bit harder questions. The most simple question, which is Tom, what is the svara? Why Migil Haitzi Lo Amrinin? Why? Why is a Migil Haitzi Lo Amrinin? You say, well, what do you mean? Because a migui is fighting a muksik. A muksik is a very strong force. You need to be a strong power to beat a muksik. So migui is not strong enough to beat a muksik. The problem is, okay, that could be, we know there's machlekes amaroim, whether a roif can be mitzi from a muksik. Okay, so according to Shmuel, roif can't be mitzi from a muksik. Okay, so you say, just like roif can't be mitzi, migui can't be mitzi. Rav holds, roif could be mitzi from a muksik. We have a machlekes amaroim if bari v'shem can be mitzi from a muksik. So, like, what is it that migui? So you have to say, it's a simple pshat. It's not going to say it's such a shver. You say that even though obviously if Taibis answers the Mishnah, Migil Haitzi Lo Amrinin, it has to work according to everybody. So even Rav who holds Rav Haitzi Amrinin has to agree, Migil Haitzi Lo Amrinin. So the simple pshat, you'll say, is okay, so apparently Migui is worse than a Rav. Migui is worse than a Bari V'Shema. Even though there's a day of the Bari Shema can be mighty, Migui can't be mighty. Even though there's a day of the Raif can be mighty, Migui can't be mighty. We know we do use Migui by Yisurim. It's not like Migui is a weak Kayach. It's a Migui, we rely on Migui by Pashas, by refined it, by a woman says she's divorced. We believe her Pashas with a Migui, depending on the case, okay? It's not. You have to go into it, not the time, but the ma'isa, okay, that would be the push-up shot, but it's not so simple. In other words, the first question is, what's Gufa the Hezber? Why Migil Haitzi Lo Amrinin? And the simple answer is, because Migui is a weak beer. It's a weaker beer than Rav and Bar Vishama, etc., etc., and therefore it's not strong enough to be Maitzi. Okay. Second question, which is Chayra, a much stronger question, is that how does Taisis apply in our Sugya the Svara Migalaitse Lawamrin? When do we say Migalaitse Lawamrin? And that's when you have the Migui fighting a Muksuk. But over here, Taisis' Lashon is the Bechetzav Hashani Muksuk Zekimozek, which simplistically means that they're both Muksuk. So if they're both Muksuk, so why can't the Migui work? If you have a tug of war fight, and you have an equal forces on both sides, so they cancel out. So you have a tug of war. So you have a muksik on one side and the muksik on the other side, so that does nothing. So now you add the migui to one side. So it's like it's a math. If you have an equation, you can drop the whatever an equal numbers on both sides, and they cancel out. So why should it be Bishnama in Balabhasra? There the Migui is fighting a Muksik, and there is no Muksik on the side of the Migui. But over here, where there's a Muksik on the side of the Migui, so you have a Migui plus a Muksik against a Muksik. So if Migui alone can win, apparently, if it wouldn't be a Migui Lahaitzi, the Migui alone would win. Apparently, Migui is strong enough to paskin a Shaida when there's no Muksik. So now you take a Muksik and you put on both sides of the equation, so Pashas, the two Muksik should cancel out, and the Migui should win. What makes this question much stronger, and it might be, I'm not even sure, to be honest, I'll answer it so well at the end, but I guess for the sake of honesty, we'll say the question, is that the Taisis of Rush, it's one thing that Taisis applies it, okay, Miguel Haitzit Amrina, maybe he's making a big chiddush, he's extending a radical chiddush, but the Taisis of Rush, his lashon is, V'yeshalai marta, v'imash v'pirash v'ivam b'cheskes abatim. Gabi Hilkas, I mean the last four lines of Taifa Zerush. Gabi Hilkas, the Rav Yaitz, the Amina, Migal Haitzim, Mamani, Mechazkas, and Nicha. The Hokinami, Bahizachet, Hokin, Hashish, Name, Muksakim. Like, you're bringing a rye from Baba Basra. Like, what in the world? Can't bring a rye from Baba Basra. In Baba Basra, it's a classical, simple case of Migui versus a Muksik. But over here, Shnei Muksakim. So there's such a tremendous difference. You want to say a chiddush that Afal Pi Kein somehow will come up with some svara why you're a shayach to say Migui Lahaitzi here too. But to go ahead and to bring to say, according to what Rivam said in Baba Basra, everything's good. It's as if it's exactly like Baba Basra is very strange. Pashtus, the Nachmas David asks this question on Taisus. It's not clear. Nachmas David's lashon is a little difficult, so I don't want to. Promise, but that's the pashas that the Nachas David asks this kasha. Since both people are considered muksik, so what shy have to say here, Migui Lahaitzi? Okay. Last time we learned this, in Shir we said, it's also we said last time, we said a relatively simple answer, but I'm not sure if it's a good answer, but we'll say the simple answer. That muksik is a very unclear kayak, what a muksik is. Muksik is based on the svara mandikov and akeva yedach lebeyasya. And it's very, very unclear what that is. What's that mean? What does that mean? Mandikov and akeva, a person who needs a doctor, who has a pain, should go to the doctor. What does that mean? So the at least some people, it seems to be a gigantic machlekes machleinim, but at least some people learn that the simple pshat is it's not a kayach abirer. It's only a defensive force. You can't take it away from me. It's different. Muksik is different than everything else. Everything else is a birer. It's a raya that's mine. You can't take it away from me because I have a raya that's mine. Chazaka paskin said it's mine. You know, the raiv is a birer that it's mine. But this is you could say, man the governor gave it says, ain't a chinami, it might not be mine. I'm not claiming it's mine. The fact that I'm muksik does not in any which way prove that it's mine. But I'll be gained. You can't take it away from me because man the governor gave it. So it's a totally, what we call a totally defensive power. So this far it would be that if muksik is only defensive, So two mutziks don't cancel out. In other words, if you would have, the mashal we gave in a tug of war. So if I have a defensive power in my tug of war, I pour cement into the ground to cement me into the ground. And then you pour cement to cement you in the ground. Then we're not canceling out. You know, now you're migui. Now you throw in a migui. The migui by itself is fighting the cement. The migui can't say, well, I have cement on my side, therefore it's my. The migui plus the cement can fight the cement. The cement on one side of the tug of war does not help to fight the other side's cement. You know, if it's a defensive force, so it doesn't cancel out the other defensive force. So Memeda, it comes out that it's a migui all by itself, which is fighting the mutzik, and a migalites, you know what I mean? That would be the, you know, that's how we said it. We learned in Shir, you know, that's how we learned the simple pshat. That's what I learned years ago, as I saw it, since he wrote it up that way, that the simple pshat in Taivis would be that Taivis holds that mutzik is a defensive force, not an offensive force. And since it's a defensive force, the two defensive forces don't cancel out. Each one remains defensive. And therefore, if you want to be mighty from the defensive force, there's no assist to the other, my defensive force, it doesn't assist me to beat your defensive force. It'll assist me that you can't beat my defensive force, but it doesn't help me to beat your defensive force. Here, if both defensive forces would be equal, we would say Yafleiko. But Tavis's whole kasha is that we want Yafleiko on the half, which would mean quarter and three quarters. Tavis's whole kasha is that we shouldn't do Yafleiko. We should give the entire half to the person with the migui, which means that we want to use his migui to beat the muksik that says Altos Yami Safek. So you can't use the fact that he has a Tavis Andrew, it's a Migulaitzi, because the fact that he has a defensive force of muksik doesn't help him to take out away from the other person's defensive force. Okay. That would be the simple pshat in Taisis. The problem with that pshat is, it's not so simple, is because those with Pekiyas know that whether Muksik is a defensive or offensive is a giant machlekes, the Shev Shemaitza. The Ksai says in a few places that Muksik is an offensive power, it's based on Chazaka. You know, you can't change from the status quo. You can say maybe Ksai holds it's both, or you could still answer the question. But it's not so partial. Also, there are certain Achreinim or Rishainim that say that just like Migel HaHitzi no Amrinin, Migel can't be Maitzi from a Chazaka either. That's a Shaila. Can Migel be Maitzi from a Chazaka? Cheskes Isser. And over there, that's definitely not a defensive force. Cheskes Isser by Yisurim. There's only this whole Svara, Mande Kovid Ekeva, is only a Svara by Mamet. There is no such Pashtas Svara, Mande Kovid Ekeva by Isser. Isser, you need a Birer, a Din Birer, Din, whatever it is, but it has to be an active offensive power, and there are those Rishonim. It's great in the Yitzchak Hanan. His Klai Amigo is very much Marach in this, and Migo LaHaitzi Lo Amrinin is even LaHaitzi from a Chazaka, called the Rashba. Okay. So that would not be so simple. Okay, so that's so that would be the second question. So again, let's just go over. The first question is Tam. What is the Svara of Migud HaHitzi Lo Amrinin? Why not? The second question is, how can you apply here the Svara of Migud HaHitzi Lo Amrinin? When do we say Migud HaHitzi Lo Amrinin? In Baba Basra, that's when the Migui is fighting a Muksik. But here, the Migui has an assist, he has a Muksik on his side. So it's a Migui plus a Muksik, Pashas, the two, Migui plus a Muksik versus a Muksik. Pashas, the two Muksiks should cancel out, and the Migui should win. Okay. The third question, which we got stuck on in Shir, and we tried to say an answer, but I wasn't so happy with it, is that the immediate previous Taisus, very famous Taisus, Taisus Yachleiku. Taisus Asikasha, why in the Mishnah do we say Yachleiku? Why don't we say Kol Donam Gavar? Where he brings a raya from Arbet, that by Arbe we say, when the two people are fighting about a boat, we say Kol Dam Gavar. Very famous Taisus. So Taisus answers that over there they're Oichsin. That Oichsin creates some kind of a non-Sadi, and therefore we can't say Kol Dam Gavar. Extremely, extremely difficult Taisus. If anyone learned the Taisus knows, why in the world is there a non-Sadi over there? The Rush brings in some kind of Nasa Drav Abba, in the Sukkah of Babasra, Nasa Drav Abba, that there's on the toughest Heidi day. How in the world that applies over here when two people are running to pick up a Taoist and we know how the person's holding it? Very difficult Taisus. Much, much Arichus is said on that Taisus. For whatever it seems to be the big Arichus in Bamitzin, beginning of Bamitzin. The problem is, the Chayra, according to our Taisus, what was Taisus' Kasha? Taisus should have just answered. If just like Miga the Heights, you know I'm reading, Kol Danam Gavar the Heights, you know I'm reading. But Chayra is a simple answer. Right? When our Taisus says Miga the Heights, you know I'm reading, he's not using this Anan Sadi. He doesn't say anything about Anan Sadi. He quotes the Sugya of Baba Basra. The Rush quotes the Sugya of Baba Basra over there, you know, Baba Basra with Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, which has nothing to do with Nasr of Abba. There's no Anan Sadi in that Sugya. So the Taivis is simply saying this Svara, and our Taivis also quotes, he quotes Baba Basra, that Sugya, Baba Basra, Lamed Gimel. It's Lamed Day, sorry. Lamed Days. So Artaivis also quotes that type. So if you see, when Artaivis is saying, Miko the Hitzi, no, I'm reading, it has nothing to do with Nasr of Abba, it has nothing to do with Anan Sadi. So it just stopped, because since the Migli is fighting a Muxik, so the Migli can't fight a Muxik. So why didn't Taivis just say a simple answer? You ask the Kasha from Arbe. So how come by Arbe we say Kol Dan and Gavar, and here we don't? In order to answer the Kasha, you just have to find any difference between here and Arbe, and you answer the question. The answer is simple. Over here, there's a Muxik. We don't say Kol Dan and Gavar against a Muxik. So the Pashup Shat, the way everybody learns Shat, why didn't Taisus just answer that simply because he's Muxik? Because since they're both Muxik, they cancel out. But here we see Taisus holds the two Muxiks don't cancel out. Right? There's a steer in Taisus. Taisus, the fact that Taisus asked the Kasha that you should say Kol Dam Gavar, like Arbe, even though what's the comparison? Arbe, no one's Muxik by Arbe. The boat, it's talking about two people fighting about a boat, the boat's in the ocean. No one's Muxik there. We say Kol Dam Gavar. Over here is a Muxik. Teretz, what's Taisus' Kasha? We say Pashuk, you can say then, you're not going to be mighty from a Muxik. Teretz says you have to go by a Muxik. That's a din daira. You got to follow the Muxik. How can you do Kol Dam Gavar against a Muxik? Teretz is Taisus' whole kasha because he understood that muksik doesn't apply here because since they're both holding, the two muksiks cancel out. Memeda, it's the same as Arba. That's Pashup Shat in the previous Taisus. That it's the two muksik cancel out. Memeda, they're equal. You have a suffix. And just like by Arba, when we have a suffix, we say Kol Dam Gavar. Here also we have a suffix. We should say Kol Dam Gavar. So, but Gufa is a steer to the next Taisus. In our Taisus, Taisus is Gufa saying that the two Muxik don't cancel out. Especially we gave a Hezber because Muxik is defensive. And it's a defensive, they can't cancel out. Because one can't cancel out the other. Especially we gave a beautiful Hezber. So if they're defensive and they can't cancel out, so then you can't say Kol Dam Gavar because it comes out just like you can't say a Migli against a Muxik. You can't say a Kol Dam Gavar against a Muxik. Obviously, how can you say Kol Dam Gavar against a Muxik?
Why is it supposed to
building off the previous? Because he's not quoting. The last Taisus was saying Anan Sadi. This Taisus, it's... I'm sorry. If all the Rishonim, from the beginning to end, no one says a word about Anan Sadi. I do not believe that one Rishon says here Anan Sadi. I do not believe that Taisus here means Anan Sadi. Plus, he quotes the Gemara in Basra Lamed Beis. And in Basra Lamed Beis, there's no Anan Sadi. There's no anansadi babas olam ibeis. When a guy, we have a shayda whether you owe the person money. There's no shayda if I owe you money. If you know why you're holding it, because I say I lent you the money. That's why you're holding it. There's no nasr of abba in babas olam ibeis. Tavis equates it. Tavis himself equates it. And the rush brings a riot from there. So everyone, it's clear from Befeirish, it's pretty Befeirish, that our Tavis has nothing to do with the anansadi. I think that's very, very mukhruch. So why did Taisus, if our Taisus doesn't need the Anan Sadi, and he can just say, Migur HaHitzi Lo Aminin, so why did Taisus and the previous Taisus have to come up with this whole radical chiddush of Anan Sadi? Okay, that's the question. Okay, so I want to do one more question, and then I'm going to try and figure out an answer. Really from this last question to figure out an answer. I left out something. I'm sorry. I forgot something. I should have said. There is a Rav Elchanan that they quote that wants to give an answer to the question. We said it's a Nachas David's Kasha. I left it out. I should have said it before. That the Nachas David's Kasha was, we said, that if they're both Muksik, so how can you say the two Muksik should cancel out? So what is Shaycher Migul HaHitzi Lo Aminin? So they quote the Rav Elchanan, it's in the Chedek Beis, that he brings a possibility that maybe Tavis doesn't mean they're both muksik in the whole thing. He just means they're both muksik in half. It means, again, in the half that they're fighting about. The half that these Maidah, we're not discussing. But on the half that they're fighting, when Tavis says the Bechetza Hasheni, what that means, the half that they're fighting, muksik zekimoseh, Tavis means that each guy's muksik in half of that half, which means he's only muksik in a quarter. There's a half that you're maideh, of course, the person he's maideh, that's his, he's muksik, it's 100% his, no shayla. Now they're fighting over the second half. So Tavis is saying that the chetz of hasheni, muksik zekimoseh, he doesn't mean that they're both muksik in the whole half. He means that one's muksik in half the half, the other one's muksik in the other half of the half. So then it's very good. Comes out when you want to go ahead and use your migui to get the entire half of the second half, you're fighting against his muksik, and you don't have a muksik to support you because you're only muksik in half of that half. That's what the Rav Elchanan mentioned, such a possibility. That what Taisus means is that when Taisus says muksik zek and mozeh, they're both muksik halfway. Problem is that's not so mashma on the lashon of Taisus. Taisus says v'chetz l'sheni muksik zek and mozeh. All the mishnah sounds like that they're muksik in the chetz of hasheni. Chetz hasheni means the entire half. Everybody else is also the same lashon. It's all, you know, no one, everyone sounds like that they're muksik in the whole thing, but that they bring, it's not even my point, other people point this out, that the Ran says, Beferish, Beferish, and looking in the Chedushay Aran, that's just the third in Maramakom, it says, V'yesh mishater tekim shezeh toivish omeh v'zeh toivish v'oimeh, havle kochad ha'akiru muksik bekulo. So he says, Beferish, that each guy's muksik in the whole thing. So this possible answer, that to be daichek, Taisus is lashon, that when Taisus says, muksik zek kemozek, he only meant their muksik in half, and therefore he doesn't have a muksik to support it, because he's only muksik on a quarter, and the other guy's muksik on a quarter, and now he wants to, Tavis says, oh gosh, well, you should get the whole half, but that's the Farish in the Ran, not like that. The Ran says, the Farish, muksik bekula. And again, I say the Lashon of Tavis is mashra that way. So this is the later Achrayim point this out, Rashivas point this out, that it's pretty clear that Taisus means that each guy's muksik in the whole thing. Okay. All right, so I want to move on to the Taisus Rid. The Taisus Rid is very, very interesting. Let's read the Taisus Rid inside. So he eats him at Taisus. He has the same cash as Taisus. So sounds like Taisus is answering. The Rivon. The ain there in the Teretz Zeh. I don't like this Teretz. Shigam Zeh Muxik Lahatziku. Shikachu Muxik Boke Chavera. Okay, then he brings a Raya. Then they're both Muxik. So, it's to me, like, it's very strange. The way everyone says the answer, our type of says the answer, he brings in, he says, why? The Rosh says, the Ran says, So every Rishon, the Ramban, same thing. They when they want to explain why this is a problem of Migud HaHitzi, they all say because they're both holding the whole thing, therefore it's a problem of Migud HaHitzi. Comes along the Taisus Rid, and he seemingly says this exact same thing. Shekachu Matzi Boker Chavero, and he uses that to shrug up the Teretz. It's like a Munda, the very. It's not that I can't hear him in Svara, but it's just, you're not talking to each other. The Rishonim, they say, there should be a Yashris, which is the Yashris. All the Rishonim say, since they're both Muxik, so therefore it's a Migul Haitzi, no Aminin. And the Taisus Rid says, oh, you can't say Migul Haitzi, no Aminin, because they're both Muxik. Like Mimadashuk, does both Muxik. I mean, as I can hear, Svara is a dime a dozen, whatever it is, I can hear Svara that, like the type, I can never hear the type is rich Svara. That since they're both Muktik, there's no Migul HaHitzi. But apparently all the Rishonim are saying, Pumfaker, that if they're both Muktik, that does make a problem Migul HaHitzi, whatever the Hezber. So now the type is the Rid, without adding any added Hezber, just says the exact same words that everyone else is saying, and says, oh, that proves that it's not Migul HaHitzi. It's not Mistavra. If the Rishonim are talking to each other, Rishonim, there's a certain Yashris. If the Yashris of all the Rishonim, Taisus, the Rosh, the Ran, the Ramban, that if they're both Muksik, that's good for a reason to be Migul HaHitzi, where does the Taisus Rid come along and say, oh, since they're both Muksik, they're not Migul HaHitzi? I thought that was extremely strange. So I wanted to be mechadish. I think maybe it's a little radical, but I don't know. I think it was that the Taisus Rid, when he brings Reitzi Mitartzim, is not bringing the same answer as all the other Rishayim. He's bringing a different answer. And since he's bringing a different answer, it gets schlugged up. It makes sense why his answer gets schlugged up and the other Rishonim don't. If you look at his lashon, he says, "Rehitzi mitartzim, didarinim migoy kiim lahaksik biyado, v'lo lahitzi mechaver." Now they skip the middle case. I don't know why. The middle case is when no one's holding it. They skips it. Okay. Now the Ramban, who's says really the same thing. I mean, as everybody else. If you look at the last line, the Ramban, the last Ramakom, "Ubikan yesh raya shein oimer migul afuki memayna el ukmi memayna." Right? But it's the converse order. The Taisus Rid says, "Tadamina migul kiim lahapsik v'lo lahitzi." The Ramban is saying, "Shein oimer migul afuki memayna el ukmi memayna." Right, so Paji will say, yeah, that's okay. So it's just Ladafka. Basically it's the same thing. It's two sides of the coin. So you decide which one you put first. But I would like to claim that's the main part. Everybody else, every Rishon, is really saying that Migul HaHitzi lo Aminut. Right, that the emphasis is on that we don't say Migo da Haitzi. The Tzivis Arid is saying that I'm reading Migo Ikiyim Lahachsik. Meaning the Tzivis Arid had a different answer. It's a similar answer, but it's a different. The other Rishayim are saying that Migoy can't work if it's a Haitzi. The Tzivis Arid is saying Migoy can't work if it's not Lahachsik. Now, it's very beautiful that what Gufa, what slugs up the Tzivis Arid is Miyashiv everybody else. Because what, in our case, we say they're both considered holding. For some reason or another, we don't know why, this is one of our questions, when two people are considered holding, the two muksiks don't cancel out. So therefore, it comes out that Fakir, both the Tzivis Arid and all the Rishayim grant that basic premise, that when you have two muksiks, they don't cancel out. So therefore, according to the Tzivis Arid, who's saying that in order for the Migo to work, you need a haksik. Well, you have a haksik. They're both a haksik. So that's his problem. So then he says, I don't understand you. Vanya and Nira. Shigam zed a haksiku. Shikaku muksik bo kechaveiro. Right? I mean, as you see from his lashon, shigam zed a haksik. He's not saying it's not lohaitzi. He's saying shigam zed a haksiku. So that says, shigaku muksik bo kechaveiro. In other words, the whole Yisrael, the Tzivis Arid, was that in order for Migo to work, you need a haksik. He says, okay, you have a haksik. They're both a haksik. If they're both a haksik, that's called a haksik. Everybody else was saying that Migo doesn't work when it's a haitzik. Oh, this is a haitzik, because they're both muksik. It's a haitzik. So it's very good. They're both saying the same thing because they're agreeing. They're both saying, you know, there's a way the Tzivis Arid slugs up his answer by quoting the same Yisoy that everybody else is saying to make their answer. In other words, there's one Yisoy that everybody agrees to, that if two people are muksik, it's considered they don't cancel out. And they're both muksik. And therefore, they're both muksik, and it's both and it's a it's considered a haksik, and it's considered a haitzik because they're both they don't get canceled out. If they don't get canceled out, so then it's considered a haksik, and if they don't get canceled out, it's considered a haitzik. So the Tzivis Arid who brought an answer that in order we can't say we only say miga when it's a haksik. So then he says, because if they're both muksik, they don't cancel out, consider it a haksik. The Tzivis and all the other Rishayim, which are saying a different answer, that we don't say migoy when it's lahaitzi, so they say the same thing. Oh, they're both holding, so it's lahaitzi, because they don't get canceled out. So it makes sense. Again, that they use the exact same lashon because they're making the same point. They're both making the point that both of them are the hotzi and both of them are the hapsik. Both of them have mutzakim. Therefore, it's simultaneously the hapsik and the hotzi. Except the difference is what is the fight criteria? The Tzivis Arid put down a yisoy that migui needs the hapsik. So Mimeda, by saying that they're both lahatsik, he shrugs himself up. While our Tzivis and all the other Rishayim and the Ramban, etc., they say that Migoy can't be lahatsi. So they say, well, they're both lahatsi. So that works. So they're not the argument between the Tzivis Arid and everyone else is really not in the Ve'ein Nira. The argument is in the opening line. That's what we said, because that's why they used opposite the shyness. The Tzivis Arid is saying, Dramina Migo Ki in the Haksik. And that's what he emphasized. Ain Niratir's Arid, the Gamza the Haksiku. Because his whole emphasis is on the Haksik. That you need a Haksik. Migo needs a Haksik. Then he says it, he has a good shlagat. That doesn't make sense. This is a haksa. Well, all the other Rishayim are saying that Migui, it's not that Migui needs a haksik, Migui can't work lahaitz. What does this do for us? It just helps us when we're trying to figure out the svara. Because now, assuming we're right, which I think it is really mashma from the Lashon HaTavis Rid, it's we have to come up, we can no longer use the svara that we were saying before. Before we were saying a svara, why is Migui lahaitz lo amrinin? Because Migui has a certain weakness and it's not strong enough to beat out when it's fighting a muksik. And there's two muksik because muksik is defensive, so therefore the other defensive muksik can't help me, so I am my own and fighting, the Migui on his own is fighting a muksik, and the Migui on the loan is fighting a muksik, the Migui loses. You can't say anything like that in the Taivis Rid. The Taivis Rid Svara is that the Migui needs a lahaksik in order to work. Why should there be that? If you don't have a lahaksik, then you can't. It's not because you're fighting something. It's not because the Migui doesn't work because he's fighting. He's saying because the Migui doesn't work if it doesn't have a lahaksik. Why should you need a lahaksik for the Migui to work? What kind of svara is that? That the Migui only works if it's a lahaksik. And if you have two lahaksiks, it still works. And why don't we say that two lahaksiks cancel out that already? It's one thing that the two lahaitzis don't cancel out because lahaitzis are defenses. But lahaksiks, they should cancel out because the Taivis Rid is using my lahaksik to take away from your nahatzik. Right? The Taivis Rid is using, see, a little confusing. In Taisvis, Taivis was saying that the Migui doesn't work. So he's saying that because the Migui is fighting your defensive force, and he can't, we said it, he can't use his defensive force to fight your defensive force. So therefore the Migui loses. But the Taivis Rid is saying that the Migui wins to beat your force. Why should the Migui win? Well, because he's supported by the Haksik. But he's fighting also a Haksik. So just like he's being supported by the Haksik, he's being fighting a Haksik. So why in the world, in other words, here you the svara of defensive don't work because he's actually winning. The yashrus was supposed to be yachloiku. Yachloiku would mean you're only supposed to get three quarters and a quarter. Now because you have a migui and it's a haksik, so you're getting the other quarter. Which means why? If you wouldn't be the haksik, the migui wouldn't be strong enough to give you the other quarter. But because it's a haksik, the migui can give you the other quarter. But that migui is just like it's a haksik, but it's also fighting the other person's a haksik. If anything, our svara of defensive would be the opposite svara. So it's fighting the other person's defensive a haksik. How can you fight the other person's defensive a haksik? So why in the world in the Taivis Rid, which I believe we got the right shot. You see, it keeps on emphasizing the haksik. The kasha that we had, in other words, to say it, let me just say it again, clearer. There's an afianiyas daiti. There's two different shitas in the Rishayim here. Our Taifas has a shita that migui lahaitzi lo amrinin. The Taifas Rid has a svara that migui unless it's a haksik lo amrinin. Our Taifas says that if both people are considered holding, it's still called a migui lahaitzi. Taivis Rid says the same thing. If both people are muksik, it's still called a migui lahaksik. It's the same thing. We had a question in our Taifas that why is that true? If both people are considered holding, why don't the two muksik cancel out? So we tried to say a svara because mukzik is defensive, and therefore a defensive force doesn't help you. When you want to beat out the other person, you can't use your defensive force to beat out the other person. But in the Taifas Rid, we would have the exact same kasha, and we can't give that answer. Because in the Taifas Rid, we're saying migui doesn't work unless it's a haksik. Now, how you, it means you're using your haksik to beat the other person. But how can you use your lahatzik to beat the other person? He also has a lahatzik. So how can you use your lahatzik to beat his lahatzik? See, the two lahatziks should cancel out. And if the two lahatziks cancel out, then your amiga is without a lahatzik. So what I think you have to say is a little bit of a different story here. Is the reason that again the question is, why is it that migud aitzi lo amidin? Why is it that according to our taisis migud can't work aitzi even if there's two muksiks on both sides? And why in the taisis arid migud can only work lahaksik even if there's two lahaksiks on both sides? Apparently. You have to say that migui is weaker. Like we said, migui is weaker than a raiv, and migui is weaker than a bar v'shama, because raiv and bar v'shama are all biurim in the Torah. Those are vadai halachic kaiches. There's no pasuk for migui. Migui is a svara. So it's not pashut that the migui is true. Maybe the person didn't think of it. Maybe the person lasik adaite. So it seems. But I would say it's just like we found in Gittin that there's a concept that you need a taina sometimes. It's a certain taninin that there's a certain thing that bezdin won't be choshish for something unless the person tainas. So according to many people, it's not that the taina is a kayach nemanis, but the taina makes us is ma'ir the suffix. Why? If there's a suffix, so you should have the suffix without the taina. If there's no suffix, so why does the taina do anything? But there's such a concept that without something being ma'ir the suffix, we don't clear the suffix. There's such a concept in the sugya there in Tanina. So yeah, the same thing. I would say that the type is rid holds. That you need the muksik, you know, you want to come up with a migui. Mi omer that migui is a raya. So you need an advocate, someone to advocate for the migui. Once someone advocates for the migui, then it could be it's a raya. There's someone advocating against him, but it's ma'ira the shayda. It makes us. I heard this once when Rav Scheinberg said this svara, that when there's a machloikas is not the same as when it's a suffix. He said in halacha, when you have a machloikas, we don't suffix. We say suffix drabar nekuda. The machloikas, you can't say suffix drabar nekuda necessarily. It's a machloikas. The fact that there's a machloikas gives more credence to each side. There's a person advocating that way. You can't just ignore it. You can't just brush it aside and say so. Take it back about Lachlan. You know, it wasn't much more complicated what he said. But you know that concept that when the type is read is holding that stamazoi we have a migui. Who says Bezin are choshish going to rely on a migui? It doesn't say we're in the Torah rely on a migui. Who says this is a raya? Maybe the guy didn't think of it. Who knows what this is? A raya. Oh, if the muksik comes along and advocates that there's a migui, then already we have to go for the migui. There's a koyach or muksik against him. But they once there's an equal force at Ba'ira the Shaida, then we go with the migui. Taiva's Shita is the opposite. Taiva's Shita is the starting point is we have a migui. But once there's a suffix that's Ba'ira, that maybe the migui is not reliable, then we drop the migui. In other words, we're saying like that, I'm claiming as follows, that when you have two equal chazakas fighting each other, Forget about the offensive, defensive. You don't have to say that at all. That the two equal forces, they make a suffix. But when two equal forces fight each other, it's not the same as when they don't fight each other. When you don't have anything fighting each other, you don't have a suffix. There's nothing bringing the shaita. There's nothing that's raising the issue to Bezin. So Bezin, in a certain sense, can just forget about the issue. We're not machshir that shaita. But when you have two halachic forces fighting, each saying a different opinion, then that forces the issue to the front. So according to the opposite, it's just now Taivis and the Taivis Rid are in opposite direction how it works. According to Taisvis, the starting point is that we assume Migui is good. But when we have a force of Muksik that's saying that the Migui is no good, because what do you mean? The guy maybe didn't think of it. Who said Migui is a Raya? Mi amar that Migui is a Raya? Maybe Stami didn't think of it. It's not necessarily a Raya. So when there's a Muksik that's pushing that the Migui is not a Raya, then we don't follow Migui. It's not because the bearer of the Muksik makes us convinced, because we have a Bira the other way. The two Biras cancel out. But the two Biras cancel out, leave it with a suffix. And the suffix is enough to destroy the Migui. You wanted to rely on a Migui. Now there's a Shaita. Wait a second. We're not so sure anymore that the Migui is a good Raya. Normally, according to Tlaibis Minastam, we would rely on the Raya of Migui. We would assume Migui is a Raya. But now that there's a controversy, there was a person came in and said, hey, who said, that's not true. And I said, in other words, you have a guy. You assume, you have no basis. You assume he's reliable. He has a sign-up, a rabbi, doctor, whatever it is. He's reliable. Now someone calls in, well, you're asking him, you're trusting him. He's an Am Haaretz, he doesn't know nothing. He's a Rosh Marusha. And then you get another guy says, no, what do you mean? He's a tzaddik, you say Einam. So they cancel out, but you're left with a shayla. Before they came along, I know I wasn't going to clear. The guy's a shingo. He says he's a rabbi. The rabbi. He says he's a doctor. The doctor. I don't clear. Now that there's a fight, even though they halachically cancel out, they create the shayla. So they create the shayla. They kill them. They kill the migui. That's Taivis Shita. The Taivis Rit Shita is the exact same thing, but it's just a different starting point. The starting point is that not that Bezin would have followed the migui, but Bezin would ignore the migui. Oh, who said that this is such a good raya? Well, I don't know. But now there's a fight that the two lahatzik says, what do you mean? The Hatzik comes in and says, it's a tremendous raya here. You gotta look, there's a raya. Because one Hatzik comes in and says, the migui is a good raya. So even though the other Hatzik says it's not a good raya, he raises the possibility that maybe there is a raya now. Maybe. I hear it. The guy brought this to our attention. So they're both saying, they're basically similar, just starting from different sides, different starting points. So the basic story is that what Tosis and the Tayyarin are saying is that since over here, it's not shot, the reason why the Migui is not that the, say in Tosis, it's not that the Migui Ra'isi, I'm reading, because the Muksik beats the Migui. Because like here, Muksik doesn't beat Bari Veshama, Muksik doesn't beat Chazaroyf, Muksik wouldn't beat a Migui either. Because the Migui, if Migui would be a Raya, the Muksik wouldn't beat it. At least according to Zal Shitas. But when we have a fight between the two Chazakas, they create a suffix, maybe the Muksik's not a Raya. Which we have to clear. It's a good shayla. Maybe the Muksik's not a Raya. Not the Muksik, the Migui. Sorry, maybe the Migui is not a Raya. So then the Migui can't work, Ra'isi. And then the Taivis Rid is the opposite. How does that answer the Kashas? So therefore, it comes out very nicely with as far as Taisis Yachlaiku, that we're saying as follows. We're saying that the reason why Migui Ra'isi Ra'amidin is not because migui can't be the muksik. That's not the vart. Really, in this case, since they're both, each person's muksik in the whole thing, so if Adat Taibis agrees that the two muksiks equalize each other, if each one's muksik, so the two muksiks cancel out. All our Taibis is saying is that even though they cancel out, they leave a suffix. They leave a suffix, so they put a suffix in the migui. So now, since migui is not a pasuk and there's no mikar, so we're not so convinced to use the migui anymore. We can't just stand blindly follow the migui because there's a suffix. There was someone that said the migui is no good. So migui, that's why the migui doesn't work. But by Kol Da'am Gavar, no one ever claimed Kol Da'am Gavar as a beaver. No one ever. So Taibis Kasha is a good Kasha. Right? In other words, Taibis is not answering. If we thought Taibis was answering Migul HaHetzel HaAminin because there's a force of Muksik, which is a Birur, and it's paskening its mind, and Migul can't beat the Kayach of Birur of Muksik. So then we ask the Kasha, so if Migul can't beat the Kayach of Birur of Muksik, so surely Kol Da'am Gavar can't beat the power of Muksik. So what was Taibis' Kasha in the previous Taibis say Kol Da'am Gavar? But now that we're saying that that's not Pshat in Taisus, Taibis is not saying, Taibis knows that the two muksiks cancel out in their biurim. But Taibis is just saying that the two muksiks make a suffix, and then once they make a suffix, you can't be so confident to rely on the migui. So how can you rely on that migui? You can't, there's a tumult, there's someone that says it's no good. I don't know, someone says it is good, so it's a suffix, you can't rely on it. So then, that's not a reason to stop Kol Da'am Gavar. Like here, Taibis' whole kasha from Arbe is that the Makom Safek is supposed to say Kol Da'am Gavar. So therefore, Taibis could never give. It's like we said in the beginning. This first Taibis, the reason why Taibis asked the kasha from Arbe, even though he knows that over here they're both, there's a muksik here, because since they're both muksik, as the kayach of muksik, they cancel out, and you're left with a suffix. If you're left with a suffix, so we see by Arba, whenever you have a suffix, you say, Kol Da'am Gavar. Therefore, Taibis asked the kasha from Arba. He had an answer, a tremendous kiddush, that somehow or another you get an atzadi. Okay? That was the previous taisus. But in this taisus, he doesn't need. He's just saying that even though the two muksiks cancel out, but they're ma'ira a suffix, and they're ma'ira a suffix, Mimeda, we're not convinced that we can use a kayach amigui. It puts a reyesa in the migui. It's a reyesa. There's a suffix lefaneinu, which makes a reyesa in the migui, and this is a reyesa in the migui. So in the migui, it's a reyesa. You can't say a reyesa in Kol Da'am Gavar. Kol Da'am Gavar is not a birur. There's no such thing as a reyesa. So therefore, it's very good that Taibis' answer that he gave to migui would not have applied to Arba, and that's why Taibis in the previous Taibis asked his kasha from Arba and didn't answer like he answered here from migui. All right, that's it. Go ahead.
What's the closest word to migui?